October 23, 1900. True love never remains alone. This morning, after I received communion, my adorable Jesus made me see the confessor who is placing the intention of having me suffer the crucifixion. I felt my poor nature as reluctant, not because I did not want to suffer, but for other reasons which it is not necessary to describe here. But Jesus, as though lamenting about me, said to Father, she does not want to submit herself. I was moved at his lament, Father renewed the command, and I submitted myself. After I suffered a little, since I saw Father present, the Lord said, my beloved, here is the symbol of the sacrosanct Trinity, myself, Father, and you. From eternity my love has never been alone, but always united and perfect in reciprocal union with the divine persons, because true love never remains alone, but produces other loves, and delights in being loved back by the loves which it itself has produced. And if it is alone, either it is not of the nature of divine love, or it is only apparent. If you knew how much I delight in, and enjoy, being able to continue that love in the creatures which reigned from eternity, and reign still now, in the most holy Trinity. This is also why I say to you that I want the consensus of the intention of the confessor united with me, to be able to continue this love more perfectly, symbolic of the sacrosanct Trinity.